What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.
So you had a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Tell everybody where you were.
I was in Mondello Park.
Okay.
Up near Nice.
For the motorbiking?
The motorbike racing.
So what?
First round of the Superbike Championship.
Okay, they're superbikes. Okay. So like what kind of speeds? What are we talking about here?
On the straight, probably hitting 160 miles an hour.
Oh, God. Miles per hour?
Miles per hour, yeah. I was trying to convert it there, but no.
So it's about 200 kilometres an hour, isn't it?
That's well over.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic.
No accidents?
A few lads sliding off on corners, but everybody okay.
Well, when you say fantastic, see, I'm not being funny about it, but what do you see? Like, you don't see much, do you?
Oh, you do. Mondello has changed so much over the years. Like, there's viewing stands now where you can see quite a bit of the circuit.
Don't even mean that way. I mean, just to go, they go past you so fast. Like, what do you...
Well, you don't watch on the straights that much. You pick a corner.
Yeah, okay. I have to say, like, I was never really into motorbikes, never wanted a motorbike.
The only sensible thing you've ever done.
quite possibly. Do you still get your bike out from time to time?
Yeah.
No.
Still just have it, but...
Sitting there.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had it out?
I don't know how many years it is now.
the motorbike.
Trust you to drag things down. Jeez.
When's the last time you had your motorbike?
A couple of years.
Okay.
One thing I noticed, quite a few tip jerseys visible. There's always a GA jersey.
Okay.
Quite a few tip jerseys around.
All right, okay. That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On Saturday, okay.
Oh, it was on Saturday as well.
It was on Saturday too. Yeah. So the bit of sunshine was grand. That was all good.
No, it wasn't.
You got burned, did you?
Yeah.
Hey, you look a little bit red already.
A little bit.
You ought to be careful of that.
I know.
Did you not wear a hat or something?
I didn't have a hat.
Ah, God. I had to smile over the way. It's one of those things where you'd have had to have been there, right? But I'll explain it to you as best as I can, right? So I was up the hills in Tiptown. So that's the pitch and put course.
Where you famously got attacked.
I got attacked by a dog. It's not really a dog story, but I was up there with Bailey on Saturday morning, and it was lovely up there, and there was loads of people up there, right? So people from around the Tiptown area will know the hills, obviously, but they know there's two hills up there. One is called Mutton Pie, all right? One is called Cup and Saucer.
Sorry, one is called?
Mutton Pie. One is Mutton Pie.
Mutton.
Mutton Pie.
As in
mutton.
Okay.
Mutton Pie, okay? The other one is known as Cup and Saucer.
Okay, I can figure out the Cup and Saucer bit.
Okay, that's fine. Now, so there's a family there, right? So there's a young fellow over the top of Mutton Pie with his dog. Yeah, family are down here sitting down. Anyone that'll know the area, you know what I mean. And his mother, I'm just walking past, his mother shouts up, Tom, what's the passcode to your phone? 1, 2. Right? And she's on the phone. 3. 4. What's it again?
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I had to laugh. And he started, 1, 2. Apart from the fact that everybody now knows he's passcode. I thought he would have just said, 1, 2, 3, 4. But he would read. It was really, really funny. Or maybe that's just my sense of humour. I played something the other day, the Bee Gees track, Misheard Lyrics. And I know we've done it before, but Peter Kay does some brilliant uh-huh. ones. And I'll play some of the ones that he did a little bit later on. And I had something else for you too. Oh yeah, directions in Ireland and directions in the UK, right? So if you get directions in the UK, if you ask for directions, this is something like what it sounds like, right?
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Parchment Street?
Go down to Smith's and turn left. That's Parchment Street.
Thanks. Tell me the way to the cut, please.
Yes, it's just along here and you're first on the left.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Southgate Street, please?
Southgate, up to the lights, Smith's Road on the left.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
At 7:30.
Oh, very straightforward.
At 7:30, I'll play you directions in Ireland, okay? That's great.
Straight away, I can think of directions I got once before.
Yeah, this will be like it. Hang on, see you in a while. Good night.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
I was saying to you last week, I should have just gone into Nina, going to Boris O'Kane. Remember I told you I was going to do now? Some recordings with the kids. And of course, I said to you too last week that I've been to Boris O'Kane like 1,000 times, and I know how to get to Boris O'Kane, and all that's fine, obviously. But sometimes the schools like are not actually when it says Boris O'Kane, they might be outside Boris O'Kane. As it happens, the school is in Boris O'Kane. But I had an air code, and the air code on the G, I said I'd pop it in to see is there a shorter way that I could avoid going into the town of Nina. And it brought me like like everywhere, like just the
shorter
road.
Way.
It was not the shorter way.
Distance-wise, it might have been.
Distance-wise, it certainly didn't feel like it. I can tell you that. So I was thinking about directions over the weekend, and I said I'd play this for you. I'd do the UK one again. So if you're in the UK looking for directions, this is basically what happens, right?
Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Parchment Street?
Go down to Smith's and turn left. That's Parchment Street.
Thanks. Tell me the way to the cut, please.
Yes, it's just along here, and you're first on the left.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to Southgate Street, please?
Southgate, up to the lights, and this road on the left.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.
You were saying to me, that's fairly straightforward, isn't it? All right. If you're in Ireland and you're looking for directions in Ireland...
No, you're not going that far down.
All right.
I only go down a few doors by there.
Yeah.
And you come to a red building. You can't miss the red bank, we call it.
The red bank.
And you turn left there.
Okay.
The high street, you'd be there on your left. It's what they call the high street there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to go up the high street. There's no need. You could, if you like, continue up there and keep straight.
Okay.
Come to the turn for Carrick and Shannon. Bypass that. And you go straight into the hill. There's a hill in front of you there.
Okay.
And you go straight into that hill.
And we'll see
and
you
up there.
There
and you're on the hill road.
We'll go down here, turn right there.
And a short mini down by the red bank. Go left.
And then up the road.
And keep straight all the way and you'll see the hill in front of you when you go up. And you'll be on the hill road then.
Bye now.
Bye. Good journey to you.
Thank you.
Ireland don't ever change.
Good God.
Hey, that's good, isn't it?
I got go kinda left once as a direction.
Yeah, keep going left, was it?
No, go kinda left.
Oh.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
Headlines at 11.
I often wonder about, did you see the hurling yesterday? By any chance, no? Limerick and Clare?
No, I was...
You were at the... Sorry, yeah. Yesterday, of course, yeah. I often wonder, do Limerick deliberately let people think that they've got a hold on the game and then they just kind of come in and pull the trigger in the last, like...
Just give them a head start, like...
Yeah, but they seem to do that, like, you can never...
Uh-huh.
Honestly, they seem to... Like, is it something that they do? Do they tire people out? Do they tire... Like the other team out, and then they.
I was listening actually to some of the post match interviews,
yeah.
And one of the Limerick lads was saying, we were 9 points down. I didn't know that.
Mm.
As he said, you don't tend to look at the scoreboard.
No.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the rugby too, and unfortunately, Cashel were beaten on Saturday as well. Great game. From what when I was out walking with the dog, I actually had it on the headphones. I was listening to it here, obviously. Great commentary. Stevie was there. Last week I played. We always have fun with this. We've done it a few times before. So I said to you, somebody asked me to play a song called Four Legged Woman, Two Knees, right? And you went, huh? It's like, once you hear it, like, you can't unhear it. And then I thought, last time we did this, a long time ago since we did it, Peter Kay has got a great clip on stage doing some of these, right? So I picked some of the ones that he did. He played Celine Dion, and he said, I believe the hot dogs go on.
I believe that the hot dogs
like, when someone says it to
it's
you...
It's in your head for the day.
Isn't it? The Cars... watch out for pork pie here.
Nothing's wrong.
Pork pie.
Who's gone? And one of the better ones too, I thought. And these are Peter Kay's, by the way. Michael Jackson, your burgers are the best. Do you remember this one?
I can hear your prayers. Your burgers are the best.
Remember what the proper line
I know already.
They're
very good. Check out Peter Kay. Look up on YouTube, Peter Kay and Misheard Lyrics. Very, very funny. Okay, Pat, see you later.
Mind yourself.
At 8:36 now.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I take it.
Back this morning from 9.
I'm actually getting buried there in the famine graveyard. Honestly.
You'd be famine. You.
We're okay, fair enough. Yeah, honestly, we've got a plot there, yeah? We've got a stone up there, a name on it and all that kind of thing. I don't know, though. I kind of part of me wants to be cremated. I don't know. Would you have any preference?
I'm thinking about cremation as well, actually.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Soon?
Well, I had a good go at it on Sunday.
You did that. I didn't mention that yesterday. Like, you're suffering a bit, so you got...
That's my own fault.
Redhead and you're like,
I know.
You got
no hair, just a redhead.
Yeah, you got badly burnt.
I did, stupidly. I mean, for somebody who reads out the weather forecast every day, then again, it probably because the weather's never like I say it's going to be.
Why didn't you just wear a hat, like?
I didn't have a hat.
Why didn't you get a hat?
How?
Why didn't you buy a hat?
Where?
They must have been selling hats in Mandela Park. Like.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they were. I saw them as I did a quick tour around the paddock area just before I left. Didn't see them the first time I went through.
Probably cost an arm and a leg too, would they?
They were worth it.
Motorbike ones and all that.
I know they had everything and anything there. Like they had
something. So now, actually, are you sore today?
I am very sore today. My headphones are hurting.
Really?
Particularly.
Is it that bad?
Ear. Yeah. Well, like I was sitting out in the sun from...
What were you wearing? A t-shirt or something?
No, I had long sleeves on. It's just my head.
It's just...
My nose. My ears.
I don't know what you look like. I told you downstairs a while ago. I learned my lesson with that years ago. We were on holidays. We were in some place in Spain. You'd expect the weather to be good, and it was, but they were having a heat wave on top of what they would normally have. It was unbearable. Unbearable.
Didn't stop you lying out?
It didn't stop me lying out, and I fell asleep, didn't I? Man, I went through hell. Honestly, for like about 3 days of holiday.
I was going to ask you how long, actually.
Okay. About 3 days, yeah.
Okay, so have another...
I mean, really bad, like. Yeah. Like, and I tell you one thing, it's a serious thing, too. Like, I mean, we're kind of
laughing. Oh, it can be very serious.
You know, it can be serious. So you're just very sore, like, on your head and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Famine Graveyard, yeah, I think that's where I'm going. But if you're cremated, though, what would you do? The ashes, like, would you have them sprinkled something? Where would you have them? It's okay, don't worry about it.
That's something that I will have to give serious... Well, then again, I'll have no say in it, really, will I?
Not if I have my way. There's a thing on... There's a thing on the internet where they have kids talking in different accents, right? So it's mostly... Like, there's a lot of Scottish children. Like, I mean, small children. All right,
okay. So they're speaking in their own accent.
Yeah.
They're not putting on accents.
No. But it's quite funny because they're only babies, like, and they already have, let's say, the Scottish accent and all of that, right? There's not very many Irish ones there, but there's one Irish one there. I don't know what her name is, but she's 2 years of age, right? And she's from Cork.
Okay.
And not only the accent, but what she's saying, I said I had to grab it and play it for you. Now, will I play it and then go back and tell you what she's... I'd play it first, okay? You mightn't be able to make out what she's saying. Hang on.
I actually mortified her.
She's mortified.
How's he doing?
I actually mortified all the
yellow. Why are you mortified?
Bark.
Who did he bark at?
At the people.
At the people? He's very poor.
Mortified all the yellow bark at the people.
Dogs.
I tell you.
What's the dog's name?
Ludo. I'm actually mortified over Ludo barking at the people. Isn't that adorable? Absolutely. All right, see you in a while.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Okay, all right.
Sounds very serious.
I went at something and it doesn't look the same as it did before I went at it. I did on the computer. Like they took it's just why is it all gone like that now? Kind of funny on me. And maybe it'll be all right.
Just click undo a few times.
Undo. How do you do an undo?
You undo it.
You're right.
You click the button and you undo.
But wait, there's no undo button.
Oh, okay. There isn't. There isn't an undo.
No, there's not on that like.
Isn't there?
No.
Well, it depends on what you were at.
Hang on a minute. You right click. Is there an undo if you right click? Reply, copy, forward, star. Select. No. Never mind. Don't matter. Did you say Robbie Williams?
I did.
All right. It's not saying Robbie Williams,
yeah,
is it?
No. Not the fellow that does the cat food ads, no.
That's what he's known for now. Cat food ads. What is the story with the ice cream? The story that you gave me a while ago. Why are they banning ice cream in Italy after 12 o'clock midnight?
Well, it's not just ice cream.
They're banning pizza and ice cream.
Basically fast food.
Okay, and why?
Because the crowds get rowdy.
Yeah,
well, they don't get rowdy because they have ice cream and pizza.
So what they're thinking
they're making
is,
noise late at night.
So what they're saying is that if you can't get ice cream and pizza and fast food after 12 o'clock midnight...
You'll go home.
You'll go home.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case, to be honest with you. And why can they do that to people? Like,
well, if you
do
can't
you know what I mean? Like, talk about nanny state. Like that, you can't eat ice cream or pizzas after 12 o'clock. That's just ridiculous.
Now, I'm trying to remember, was it that they were not allowing shops to sell or people to buy? Which was it?
It may soon be against the law to eat ice cream.
Okay, so you can't even bring it from your own gaff.
After midnight in one Italian city, politicians in Milan are looking at proposals to ban the sale of all takeaway food.
See.
All takeaway food.
Yeah, but the sale.
After 12 o'clock, yeah.
So if you had ice cream...
Yeah,
the fridge.
Yeah, but why would you bring ice cream from your fridge into the middle of Milan to be eating it after 12 o'clock midnight?
Because you can't buy it.
Yeah, but why would you...
If you happen to live in the middle.
Make it stop.
That's what I keep saying all the time.
Make it stop.
So they're trying, it's the late night crowds. What about the people that sell like fish and chips and stuff after 12 o'clock midnight? Like their business is finished then, isn't it?
12 o'clock, yeah, if yes. They go ahead with it.
Yeah, but the business probably only starts at 12 o'clock midnight. The proposal, which would also affect the sale of pizza, yes, we're right, say pizza, will come into effect in the middle of May and last till November. Oh, it's only just for part of the year. That's
yeah, the busy part of the year.
Exactly, that's kind of nonsense, isn't it?
But where do they draw the line as regards how far out from the city centre? I mean, if you were to buy an ice cream on the way into the city centre.
Sorry, the music had started. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
You speeded faster. Happy work anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
23 years.
Yeah.
What did you do up until 47 then? Or did you work...
What did I do wrong in a previous life, I'm wondering?
How do you remember? How do you remember the day and the date?
Because I was told shortly after I started here by one of my colleagues at the time
that it's not going to work out.
Well, yeah, that as well. That proved them wrong. That I started on the day of their sister's birthday. So it just kind of sticks in my
mind. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea what stuff like that. Mind you, I've been through so many times now. I said recently I've been fired more times. I don't think I was ever fired here, was I? Was I? I was told I wasn't welcome back once, all right. Which was
But you left of your own accord.
I did.
With your head held high.
I did, and I remember saying, listen, you know, the old door open. No, it's not. The nappies story. We're not going to redo the story on the nappies, are
we? Yeah, I was looking at it there, kind of gone.
So Japan has begun recycling nappies, which, like, doesn't seem like a bad idea. Okay, that's fair enough. But they're doing adult nappies as well.
So it seems. That's what I took from it anyway.
Oh, no, man, that's not right, like, honestly.
And they're horizontally recycling them.
What does that mean?
It means that they will recycle nappies into nappies.
I still don't get that. I get that part, but yeah. Horizontal...
It's just called they're kind of going sideways with them. They're not, okay. Like, changing them to T-shirts or whatever.
Okay, yeah. All right. Is that a term that people use when they're making something back into something? Is that
well, apparently it's it is the term used within the industry.
Oh, okay.
Within the industry. Recycling horizontally.
You'll be happy to know that they're going to use special sterilization, bleaching and that kind of technology. That is comforting to know. Do you know what you should do? I shouldn't say it now because then everybody will know. I mean, a lot of people know this already. If you're on the beach, that's where you put your phone and your keys and stuff. It's into a nappy.
That's a good idea.
Did you not know that?
No.
People do that.
You wouldn't have thought of that.
Now, the only problem is that people, if there's people tidying up, cleaning up on the beach.
They'll be given out about you.
They might pick it up. But if you leave it, like, with your towel and your stuff. So you obviously take a clean nappy.
Oh.
And you pop your keys and your whatever else into it. If you're going for a swim, you just...
And you come back to discover
and
that...
You wrap it up.
Loads of other people have decided, we leave our nappies there too. Thinking it's a collection point. You've got to go through them all to find your keys.
Yeah, but a lot of people do that. There's a little tip for you now, if you're ever on the beach. Mind you, with the head on you, I don't think you'll ever be on a beach again, will you?
No.
Okay. Are you feeling any better?
No.
Okay. You'll be all right tomorrow. You'll be all right tomorrow.
Fine before I grow up.
Good luck. See you later. I heat up. I can't cool down. So we're... okay. what's that? What's going on there?
You were a bit low at the start.
Can you hear me now?
Hang on. By the way,
yeah,
I'm impressed.
Oh God, here we go.
No, that training regime running up and down the stairs.
Did you see how fast I got up the stairs there?
Well, how fast?
That was fast enough now for me.
Well, for you, at this hour of the morning, yeah.
Yeah, helping. It's helping with my depression, actually. Because there's a story that mild... Yeah. Did you see that?
Gardening.
Gardening.
Well, the gardening and you don't go well together. That video is something...
Cheek of you.
No, cheek is the right word there.
Don't talk
or
about
cheeks.
I hope that video is gone forever.
No, I haven't.
No, you do not.
I do.
When I bust my britchers.
Yeah.
Ah, stop.
Owen, who was filming at the time, he hasn't been the same since. Poor boy.
Today is Worst Joke Wednesday. And this is not a joke, but I saw this yesterday and I said, I have to bring this to you and get someone to explain it to me, right? So I was passing, like, I guess it's like a beauty salon place in Clonmel or something yesterday. There's a sign outside the door. People probably have seen it. Ears pierced while you wait. Now. I was trying to figure out, right?
Well, they do a drop-off service as well, I think.
I was going to go in and say to them, what's the story with that like? Is there...
Anyway, it's not a joke. That is a true story. I want to talk to you about...
I never thought of that before.
Oh, there you go. I want to talk to you about hippos, hippopotamuses, say, what if there's... Oh, is that what it is? You don't know that, do you? Or bugs. Do the hippopotamus one first.
Okay.
There's a zoo in Japan that confirmed that a hippopotamus that they have for 7 years, they thought it was a he. It's in fact a she. But it took them 7 years to discover that. Now, I don't know really anything about hippos. I guess the people at the zoo in Japan would know more than you and me.
Well, apparently not, if it took them that long.
Could you not get more of those things that mechanics use, like that you can lie on and just kind of... and just have a bit of an owl, you know. Anyway, they had to do a DNA test. All right. It was carried out after the zookeepers noticed that the 12-year-old hippo did not display typical male hippo behavior. I think they used a...
Don't. I don't know what you're going to say, but don't.
Hippodermic needle for the DNA test. So what... I know you're mad to know now. What is the usual characteristics of a... Like spreading feces around with a propeller-like twist in its tail.
Is that the male or the female normally?
The males normally do that, but she was not doing that. She arrived from Mexico in 2017. Her paper said that she was a he. But doubts began.
Were they sold a pig in a poke?
I think so. Or a hippo in a...
yoke.
No, I don't have any real... doubts began as she grew older and she didn't appear to develop like a he would develop. So, in fact, the zoo said that she's been lying. They reckon she's been lying all the time, that she's a hypocrite. She can't be trusted anymore. Future goodness is that she takes to hippocratic...
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, it's going to be one of those days.
Do you want a joke for Horse Joke Wednesday?
You mean that wasn't?
I once sent a text to Angela Lansbury once about a time and asked her if she knew the collective noun for a group of crows.
Murder.
She wrote. Great. Love it. Somebody said, any recommendations on music to listen to while fishing? Preferably something catchy. Okay, final one for
Joel's
the
theme, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, what's that music? You know, it's just scared to be jazzed out of you. And I bought a boomerang from a ghost, Pat. That's going to come back to haunt me.
Oh.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's Tip FM.
Morning headlines at 8 o'clock.
All right, for Worst Joke Wednesday today. Oh, actually, did I tell you I write all my jokes in capitals? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
This one was written in Dublin. Hang on now. Right. I'm rehearsing. I'm rehearsing for a new play, Pat. It's called Bad at Colouring In. I'm just going over the lines.
All right.
The train from Limerick Junction to Dublin broke down yesterday. The driver called ahead and said, Houston, we have a problem.
Very good. What about up to your normal standard, I think.
What about this? I just had a sage and onion enema. That's knocked the stuffing out of me. Just a waste of time, really, isn't it? It's just a waste of time. All right, did you notice such thing as soil scientists? This is not a joke now.
Okay.
In the UK, they're recording the sounds of the underground to study bug behaviour. It's very interesting.
Who had that hit? Sounds of the underground.
Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
Researchers from the University of Warwick say they've been eavesdropping on insects. What they have, right, it's pretty cool. They've got a kind of a microphone. Well, the technology is brilliant. They'd like to just dig a hole and pop the microphone down about 3 feet and they can actually listen to what's going on.
Okay.
Scientist, doctor...
Is there not a law against that?
To listen to what's going on?
Well, had problems with that, didn't you?
No, I think that was no...
I know the case was dismissed.
No.
Only on a technicality.
Listen, will you?
That's the problem, you were.
Will you listen to the scientist and see what she have to say about it?
The fields that are intensively cultivated, and we go to specific field trials where we know they plough regularly just to give us that condition. We find they're so quiet both day and night, whereas fields which aren't disturbed as much or there's lots of organic matter going on, that type of thing, they're a lot noisier.
They've spent a fortune, obviously, on that fancy microphone they put down into the ground. Would you think they'd get her a decent phone?
I knew you were going to say that. So they're not that noisy at night, but they're noisier during the day. That's their findings. So, like, they're obviously asleep at night time. Would you not reckon?
Yeah.
That's what's going on there? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But during the day...
Would you stop? What's that? What? Stop. Would you... go away. Back off. Would you... back off.
Somebody sticks a microphone up your... Or even down your, I don't know which is worse, up or down. I don't know. I'll see you later. I love the clip from, is it Connor Doyle, is it?
Yeah.
Talking about he was just his granddad.
Yeah.
That's lovely, actually, isn't it? All right, what delights do I have for you now? Physical exercise. No, I'm not talking about that anymore. I'll be wrecked from it. Here's something that may or may not be of interest to you. Hozier has become the fourth Irish musical act to hit number one in the US. Mm-hmm. Fourth of all time. Any idea who was there before him?
You two?
Uh-huh.
Sinead O'Connor? Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. They're the easy ones.
Thanks. Dolores O'Riordan?
No.
Irish?
Yeah, Irish.
You two, I said.
You two, Sinead O'Connor, Hozier. There's one more person that made it. They call it the Billboard Hot 100.
Person, as in an individual.
Person.
Daniel O'Donnell?
No idea. How will you stop? Not against Daniel O'Donnell, but like I could see Daniel O'Donnell be like number one in there.
Well, look, if he's going to be providing some of the entertainment at the Bike Fest down in Killarney.
Yeah, I know. You're a bit snary about that, aren't you?
It just doesn't, I don't know.
What do you want? Like AC/DC? Like what's motorbike music? I don't know.
Anything, but I wouldn't have had Daniel.
Man, it's going to be a huge draw. People will love that. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. I presume it was Alone Again Naturally or Claire. I don't know which one it was. Anyways, that's that. A couple of jokes for you to finish up today for Worst Joke Wednesday.
No, jokes is kind of a loose description of them. But anyway, yeah.
As I put my car into reverse this morning, I thought to myself, that brings me back. The way he tells them. My vegetable patch is amazing. I haven't wanted to eat a single vegetable in nearly 2 weeks now. The patch is plateau. Okay, finally. Somebody says.
Finally got that one.
Somebody says, my boyfriend may be a counterfeiter, but at least he makes his own money, Pat.
Thank God it's finished.
See you later on.
I need a Wednesday off.
See you later on. Good luck. Good luck.
Homegrown alligator, see you later.
Say what you said to me downstairs about the weather a while ago. What did you say to me downstairs? People will hate you for it. That's the reason I'm making you say it.
Oh, yeah. I'm remembering it. Yeah, that was the summer.
Yeah, that's our summer gone now.
That's gone now, yeah.
People hate it when you say that, don't they?
But we're all thinking it and fearful of it.
It's like there's a friend of mine who loves Christmas and... about 4 o'clock every Christmas day, his dad would say to him, "That's it now," and he'd go, "Please don't say that. Don't say that's our summer, man. Please don't say that." So
that was your precursor to our summer, and just a taste of things to come.
A taste of things to come. Thursday. Oh, I was in Thurles yesterday, man. It's chaos.
What did Thurles do to deserve that?
I don't know, but I was in a Montessori. So like you're talking.
I'm looking forward to next week already.
Honest to God, and I'll tell you, like, look. I mean, obviously we edit what we do, like, and get it ready to go out in there. Uh-huh. And I've got a day in front of me today editing this stuff.
Did you make that many mistakes you did?
leave me alone. They were brilliant.
They're brilliant. Best of them. Just the sweetness and the innocence.
I've got a couple of them that I was going to play. I'll play one or two maybe across the world. Which one will I do first? Okay, I'll do this one first. We're talking about pets and stuff, right? So this guy's got a cat at home. Hang on.
What's your cat's name again?
Mary Robinson.
Your cat's name is Mary Robinson. Do you know who Mary Robinson is?
Yeah.
Who is she?
She's a cat that can jump all up to the air.
She's a cat.
Yeah.
Okay. These are getting confusing now. I know your cat is named Mary Robinson, but do you know another Mary Robinson?
No, just her mom.
Just her mom. Right. Okay. So your cat is Mary Robinson, and her mom is Mary Robinson.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet her mom?
Yeah.
And her mother's name is Mary Robinson as well.
Yeah.
Okay,
here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
It was very good, isn't it? I'll listen to this real quick.
Who's your favourite soccer player?
Man United.
Who's your favourite soccer player, not team?
Roy Keane.
Do you know where Roy Keane is from?
No.
Now, if I told you he was from Cork, would you believe me?
Yes.
Do you know what Roy Keane sounds like?
No.
Do you ever hear him saying, "I'm from Cork"?
No.
See if you can. Do you want to see if you sound like Roy Keane? I'm from Cork.
He nailed it, man.
All right, that's all next week.
I'm looking forward to that already.
It's Stepping Stones, Montessori School in Thurles. They were a great crack there.
Whereas where you went to was called Throwing Stones.
What's that supposed to mean?
When you were a kid.
When I was young, flat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, instead of playing golf, we used to throw stones at people. Yeah, that's it, because we weren't allowed into the golf club. On the wrong side of the tracks. On the wrong side of the tracks, I often say. Actually, do you know, as I say that, if anybody's working in a creche or play school in Montessori, or just obviously schools, primary schools, whatever, let us know. We'll come and see you maybe in next week or two. All right, see you in a while. Good luck. Bye-bye.
It's just after 7 a.m. Good morning, Tipperary.
With Andrew Luby.
Tipperary's
headlines at 8.
How'd you get that?
I was doing so well.
How'd you get it? Like, she's one of the macaronis from... she's one of the lac macaronis from...
Actually, it wasn't even that. It's lacramiora.
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 And even when you think you're getting it right, you're probably getting it wrong. Well, what do we always say? What do we go on?
Sound confident.
Sound confident.
Yeah, I didn't sound confident.
So, like, if you just say it and sound, even if it's completely wrong and it sounds confident, people will say, sure, he has to be right. Mm. He has to be right.
I wouldn't mind. I was proud of getting through Anoush Grigorian.
You were flying it, man.
Yeah.
You were flying it.
I went into it too fast. That was the problem.
Okay. And now because we've talked about it, the next
everyone's going to be listening.
No, but not that, but the next time.
It's going to be up here in my head. Yeah.
How are you with lingo? Like, I suppose it's kind of a teenage thing.
I've just proved me in lingo.
Yeah, like text messaging stuff, like
hopeless
acronyms. And
I find myself Googling to see what somebody means.
What somebody has said to you,
just to find out if I'm being insulted or not. Okay. I usually am.
Well, actually, I think I've said this before. Like, the most obvious one that people know is LOL.
Yeah.
And what was this?
Love you lots.
Love you loads. Love you lots. Laughing out loud. What was it? The one that somebody had died. And somebody texted somebody and said such and such had sadly passed away, and somebody said LOL. And they went back and said, excuse me, what? And because they were sending it to a parent of somebody of a certain age, and they thought, instead of laughing out loud, they thought it was lots of love.
Yeah.
That was it, yeah. You know what ASAP is?
ASAP, as soon as possible.
Yeah. You know what TGIF is?
Thank God it's Friday.
There you go. Now, there's some of the easy ones out of the way. AFAIK, do you know what that is?
As far as I know.
Fair play to you. AKA.
Also known as.
Very good at this. ATB.
Anything but.
Anything but. All the best.
Okay.
B, they're getting more difficult now. BAU is business as usual.
Okay.
FWB.
Friends with.
Do you know that one? You do. Friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they bring you for coffee.
IRL.
In real life.
How do you know these?
I don't know.
I didn't know any of these.
Ah, you did.
I knew the first three or four. And then it get more difficult as you get on. I had no idea what IRL was. I had no idea what FWB was.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly had no idea. MYOB.
Mind your own business.
That's unbelievable how you know this stuff. What age are you getting?
59.
Like, you're 16, are you? OTB. Got you now. OTB. What's that one?
Hours on.
No, you're not going to get it. It's off to bed.
Okay.
TMI. What's TMI?
Too much information.
I can't believe it, man. You got like most of them. How did you do that?
Pure luck.
You're a youngster at heart, man.
That's me. The body says different.
See you in a while. What's going on with Liverpool? Like, they seem to be. That was Clippity there. I feel sorry for him now.
That
like,
wasn't Clippity.
Was it not?
No.
Who was it? Can you not remember who it was?
Yeah, it was the Liverpool captain.
Oh, was it? I thought it was.
Okay. I had Jurgen at 7:30.
Well, that's okay. I was listening at 7:30. Yeah. Well, the same goes for that. Like, he just sounds completely deflated.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know anything about soccer, but I see friends of mine slagging each other off on Facebook the whole time about Liverpool and Manchester United and all. So what I can gather, like, Liverpool are just not doing very good. Well, is this the worst they've ever been doing?
No. Actually, yeah, I heard you...
What?
With some of the...
Kids. Said about Liverpool.
Yeah.
What did I say?
That they weren't having a great time. They weren't doing well this year.
They're not doing well, are they?
Well, they're third in the table.
Every time I hear anything about Liverpool, they seem to be losing matches now. Am I wrong about that? Like, what am I...
They lost last night.
They lose a couple of weeks ago again.
Oh, shock horror.
Okay.
This coming from an Arsenal fan, by the way.
All right, okay. See, I don't know.
We're top of the table.
Okay, all right. Well done.
With four games to go, I can guarantee you we won't be top of the table at the end of the year.
I can't converse with you about soccer at all, because I just know nothing about it.
I know even less, probably.
Okay. Reconnecting with old friends. I've got a WhatsApp with a bunch of lads that we used to know when we were youngsters, like teenagers. And we wouldn't see much of each other anymore, but we keep in contact on that. Have you got something like that with people?
No,
that you
actually.
Do? But there's a study, another study. Reconnecting with old friends might be harder than you think, Pat. A new study from Canada shows that most of us are reluctant to reunite with old pals, even if we're still very fond of them. 2,500 volunteers took part in the research, so it's a big enough sample. People were found to be as hesitant to reach out to an old friend as they were to start picking up litter. I don't know what you're... Why would they... Like, what's the connection there, like?
Old friends are rubbish.
Yeah, basically. I don't want to pick up any rubbish, but I don't want to talk to no one either. Academics... How do I get a job like that? Academics involved in the study say that we have negative ideas in our heads telling us that we don't want to hear from people. I think as you get older, it's just a hassle to be meeting people. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder.
It is. Because, like, you know, maybe it's just me, because we've talked about it before. Like, if you meet somebody, like, if I see somebody I know that I haven't seen in years in the supermarket, I'll hide. Like, I
only because
to,
you...
No, but you know, like, when somebody comes up to you and starts saying, well, I haven't seen you in years, how's things and this and that? And after, like, there's the awkwardness then. After 30 seconds of, how are ye? Are you married? Kids? Yes, blah, 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 blah.
Dan Fogelberg made a song out of that.
Which one are you talking about?
Same old Lang Syne.
No, that's not really... That's about him, and that's a true story, but uh-huh. meeting an old chick there on Christmas Eve. And
in a grocery store, you said.
He did, and they had a couple of cans in the car.
Which you can't be doing.
And there was a bit of skittery in the car, and she was married, so like...
There wasn't a bit of skittery.
There was a bit of skittery in the car. Go back and listen to it, I'm telling you. As I know, she came out and said it afterwards, after he died and what happened and everything. Married myself an architect who kept me warm and safe and dry. I'd like to say I loved a man, but I didn't like to lie. There you go.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
What's the crack with Andrew and Paz? The best bits of Good Morning Tipperary.